see the potential. And he sends out these spies. And they had been told for a long time and time again from patriarch to patriarch that God had given them dominion over everything. Amen. That God would give them the inhabitants of the earth. Amen. That God would lead them to a land that would flow with milk and honey. Amen. And you would believe that tonight. Amen. You see, the word or the promises have never been the problem. Amen. But the vehicle of faith and unction in our life has got to get in gear. We've got to get into gear into the vehicle of faith. And we've got to put some go, amen, in our show or however that goes tonight. But we've got to get out and we've got to get busy. We've got to start walking, amen. We've got to step out in faith and let faith begin to drive us, amen. And let faith begin to lead us, amen. Because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. And if this church is ever going to be what God has desired it to be, if we are ever going to be pleasing to God, then we must activate our faith. We must begin to walk in faith. Amen. The Bible gives us a chapter full of men who operated in faith, and they did what they did because they stepped out and they trusted God. Amen. We live in a day where the world has no problem stepping out and telling what they want to tell and showing what they want to show. Amen. And the church sits back on the sideline and we wonder what we should do. But I come to tell you tonight what the church needs to do. The church needs to stand and the church needs to rise. It's time for the church to stand up and speak out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, God has given us a message. God has given us the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's time to proclaim, amen, this message. Hallelujah. And in what a perfect timing, in what a perfect scenario. We have revival, we have Friends Day, and we have a play coming up. Amen. And I believe that God is engaging us tonight and calling our church to a place of evangelism individually and collectively. You've got to understand today that God has given the pastor the vision, but God needs individuals to believe, amen, what he's doing in this hour. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I believe that God has given us the goods. Amen. I believe that God is just looking for people tonight to step out. Hallelujah. Amen. It's, you know, it kind of seems in most Pentecostal churches that a lot of times that the preacher will speak on revival, and he'll speak on the harvest, and he'll speak on things. And some may question and say, well, how come they're always talking about this revival? And how come they're always talking about this harvest? Amen. Because God has called us to the harvest. Amen. God did not save us for us to sit on a pew and be comfortable. But God saved us and he filled us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we can do the work of him. Amen. So we can, amen, spread the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the will of God that the kingdom of God goes forth. Amen. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God begins to reside inside of you. Amen. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen. So you can sit on a pew if you want to, but you can begin to share what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. What a wonderful presence of the Lord that is in this place tonight. Amen. If we bring them, there is no telling what God will do. Amen. If we bring the sick, there's no telling what God will do. If we bring the death, there is no telling what God will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We do not possess the power to heal. We do not possess the power to do anything. Amen. But through God, amen, if we will get them to the house of God, God will begin to move. And it's Jesus Christ in you. Amen. He'll begin to move in the presence of the Lord, and miracles, signs, and wonders can transpire. Hallelujah. But our faith has to be the vehicle. Amen. We've got to have some oomph about us. Amen. We've got to be willing, amen, to do what God has called us to do. We've got to be willing to be a church that is on mission. Amen. We've got to be willing to be a church that is on mission. You see, Moses sent out spies to survey the land. And Moses was looking to grow the things of God. Moses was looking to expand his territory, the people of God. The issue, amen, was that some believed and some doubted. The Bible says that some feared because they felt like grasshoppers in the sight of giants. Amen. They were no doubt looking to advance the kingdom of God. The man of God was looking to do something to go to the next level. Amen. We have got to be a next level church. Amen. We've got to be looking for the next thing. We've got to be looking for the power of God. Amen. The Bible says that when the cloud would move, the people would move. Amen. When God begins to move, we've got to move with God. We've got to move with the Spirit. Amen. We are people of the Spirit tonight. We are people of the name. Amen. And when God moves, we got to move. Hallelujah. 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 And I believe Moses understood the concept of progression. Moses understood what it meant to go forward and not to just stay in one place. Moses was a young man, was not a young man at this time. He had lived his days and he was no longer the young man that he used to be. But you see, the same concept still applies today. If we are not willing to stretch ourselves into the harvest and into the things of God, we've got to be willing to stretch ourselves into the harvest, excuse me, the things of God. We've got to be willing to step out in faith. We've got to be willing to say, God, whatever you want me to do, God, wherever you want me to go, it's not a one-trick pony, amen. It's not a one-time deal, amen. But living for God is forward, it's progression, it's constantly moving, amen, towards God and towards the kingdom, amen, because this kingdom, amen, is bigger than you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. God saved you and God filled you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God has called you to be a beacon of light. Amen. God wants to work through you. God does not desire for you, amen, to sit on the sideline, but God has a work for you tonight. Amen. I believe that. I believe that. And so we've got to be willing to stretch ourselves. Amen. Because if we do not, we will become stagnant. Amen. We will wander in the wilderness in circles for year after year after year. We will always constantly be reaching. I believe the Bible says that ever learning, but never really coming to the knowledge of Christ. If I'm just trying to paraphrase here, but I don't want to be ever learning and just be here and sitting here and never really get it, never for the light bulb to turn on in my life. Amen. I don't want to be 70 or 85 and not really never done what God has called me to do. Amen. But I want the light bulb to turn on in my life. Amen. I want to learn and I want to go and I want to do all that I can for the kingdom of God. Amen. I want to take anybody that I can with me to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But if we're not careful, we become stagnant. Amen. I believe it's the will of God that our church in this community be a beacon of light. Hallelujah. I believe it's the will of God for the presence of God to be so strong in this place that when a visitor walks through the doors, that healing, instant healing takes place in their body. That healing takes place, amen, in their body. Amen. The Bible says that the shadow of the apostles would just fall on them and they would be healed. Amen. I believe that that kind of power and that kind of situation could happen in this place tonight. Amen. If we would get a mindset and understand, hey, God, we're hungry for you, God. We're desperate for you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God responds to hunger. He responds to hunger. I think the Bible says, blessed are those that hunger. Amen. God, give us a hunger. God, give us a hunger for a lost and dying world. Hallelujah. God, give us a hunger to love and serve people, God. God, help us, God, to preach your word, to preach this gospel, God, the truth of God with love, God. Help us, God, to share what you've done in our lives. Hallelujah. Give us a hunger. Hallelujah. Moses understood the importance of progression. He understood his part. He understood the mission, if you will. Amen. But it's all about the mission. It's all about the gospel. The mission is to preach the gospel to them that are lost. Amen. I don't know. There's a lot of type of preachers and a lot of type of teachers, and I don't consider myself to be I mean, I guess I'm a yeller a little bit at times, but I'm not a screamer. Amen. And I don't think I'd have the lungs for it anyway. Amen. But I don't consider myself to be too fanatical. Amen. But I will tell you today, when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have got to get fanatical. Amen. We have got to step out of our comfort zone. Amen. We've got to step out of how we feel. We've got to step out of our situation and begin to proclaim, amen, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says if we will not be ashamed of him, that he will not be ashamed of us. Amen. We live in a very dark day, in a very dark hour. Amen. But it is time for the church of the living God. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time. Amen. It's time for us to step up and stand out. Amen. And share this gospel and share your testimony and share your God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we will be accountable for every word that we say. So that means we will also be accountable, Brother Curtis, for every word that we don't say, for every opportunity that we miss. It's easy to say things when the Spirit of God is moving. Amen. But what about those times in your life when you don't want to step out, when you don't want to share the good news, when you don't want to be a helping hand? Amen. God is requiring of us today, amen, to step out, amen, and to proclaim this message, amen, and to share the good news tonight. Hallelujah. God, we have to give an account to God. The Bible says if this gospel be hid, pastor, it's hid to them that are lost. The writer said, he said it this way. He said, if our gospel be hid. Look at your neighbor and say, our gospel. It's personal. It's not just pastor's gospel. It's not just pastor's message to get up here and preach on a Wednesday night. In a Sunday night and bishop on a Sunday morning. But it's our gospel. And if it is lost, if it is hid, it's hid to them that are lost. What am I saying today? If we fail to share the testimony how God reached down and saved us. If we fail to share our story, then we fail altogether. You see, you have a story today. You have a story today. The Bible says in Matthew 9, 36 through 38, it says, but when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers in his harvest. God is calling us today into the mission field. Amen. God has not called us to bury our treasure. God is calling you into the mission field of your job. God is calling you into the mission field of your school. God is calling you into the mission field of your family. But nevertheless, God is calling today. The Bible says that he is looking for laborers in the field. Amen. The Bible says that we got to work while there is still light. Amen. And God is calling us to the field. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has not called us, like Brother Curtis preached some time ago, to bury our treasure. Amen. He said if you do that, that there is a place that is designed for them that do that. He said there is a place and there is weeping and there is gnashing of teeth. What he was saying is it's hell. Amen. If we take this message, if we take our gospel, if we take our testimony mixed with the power of God and we hide it, amen, we have to give an account for what we didn't do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This word harvest was in reference to Israel's regathering. Amen. And when he said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. He was praying for multiplication. And he would later call out his disciples. Amen. Can I tell you tonight that God is still praying for multiplication. God is still praying for somebody to understand that there is work at hand, amen, and there is a job that is before us, amen. I know this is not a popular message tonight, but I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost, God, give us a love and a truth for evangelism, God. Give us a desire, God, to turn our world upside down. Give us a desire, God, to go in the highways and the byways. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us a desire, God, for evangelism. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is praying for multiplication. And so it is today. God is wanting to regather them. That word was to regather. He's wanting to regather them that are lost, them that are broken, and them that have wandered away. And this is what he's doing. He's praying for multiplication. He's praying for disciples. He's praying for somebody to answer the call. He's praying for a young person to say, I don't want to be cool. I just want to be used of God. He's praying for a parent to say, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to dedicate some things to God because there's a world that's lost, Brother Jose, and going to a devil's hell. Hallelujah. He's praying that somebody would consecrate themselves, amen, and decrease so he can increase. Hallelujah. He is praying for multiplication. He's praying for his disciples. He's praying for Abundant Life Center to get a greater burden, to get a greater desire. Hallelujah. To get a greater revelation of what God has done in your life. To get a greater revelation that the power that you possess in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He is praying. Jesus told Peter, he said, I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Amen. God didn't need to pray, Brother Curtis. We've had this conversation because he's God. Man. But God is desperately praying that we would open up our eyes and open up our ears that we may hear. God is praying because God cannot do it for you. God cannot make the choice for you. God cannot take the step for you, although God would love to. But something God desires from you, God desires for you to have that vehicle that I talked about of faith and that vehicle of unction. God desires for you to step out and rely on him, amen, and follow the Spirit of God, amen, and walk with God wherever he goes. If God says go left, then go left. If God says go right, then go right, amen. But God desires for you to do a work. Hallelujah. And he said, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not. Amen. But rather, God is desperately praying for us to understand, that we would understand the mission. Amen. That we would be a church of progression in the hour that we live in. Amen. We'd be a church that would walk with God and do more for the kingdom of God and get a desire for the things of God. Amen. And capitalize on the things that God has given us because we are a blessed people tonight. Amen. We come into the house of God and the presence of God is so powerful. You got to understand that the man of God has been in the city for a long time. And the man of God has won victories. And the man of God has fought in battles. Amen. And the people don't know who this church is. But what God is looking for tonight is for the Church of Abundant Life Center. Amen. To step out. Amen. And begin to claim what God has given. Begin to claim what has already been won. Hallelujah. 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 We have got to engage. Yes, he's looking for a man, and he's looking for a lady, and he's looking for a young person, a man that understands the purpose of God. Amen. It's so crazy. And I can talk about evangelism and reaching out and reaching to the world. And at the same time, we can talk about distractions and we can talk about circumstances in our life, because the enemy likes to use circumstances to plague us, to keep us down. Health, finances, bad relationships. But you've got to understand tonight, church, that that's just something that the enemy would like to use. Amen. If the enemy is attacking you tonight, you've got to get out, amen, and do the work of God and get your mind on God and get your eyes off your distraction. Because if you begin to go, then God will begin to work for you. God will begin to heal. God will begin to bless. Amen. Don't let the devil stop you from being what God wants you to be. It's one of his best tactics. Amen. He wants us to get our eyes on our flesh. He wants us to get our eyes in our sickness. He wants us to get our eyes on whatever it is that's going on. He wants us to get our eyes on the person on the next pew that won't talk to me because I'm so petty. Amen. The enemy is petty. And he wants to work in our flesh. And when he does, we deviate from the mission and the plan and the call of God. We deviate from being what God wants us to be. Amen. If we will go, then God will give. Amen. I'll say it again. If we will go, then God will give. Whatever it is that you need tonight, if you will act upon the word of God, God is not a lie, a man that he shall lie. The promises of God are yes and yes, yea and amen. They're double yes. If you will do what God has called you to do, God will fight your battle. Hallelujah. I believe that tonight. Amen. If I didn't believe that, I would have quit a long time ago. Amen. Because we serve a good God. We serve an on-time God. Hallelujah. And so this story tells us that Moses has passed. He had passed. And Joshua is now leading the people of God. And Joshua, again, in the corner of his mind, he understands. He understands that they have to cross over into this promised land. Moses understood it, but it just never really happened. Joshua steps on the scene, and he understands that we have got to take this land. We have got to take we got to take territory. We got to take dominion. Amen. He's seen all those years that what all had happened and what had didn't happen. And he was tired of the old, but he was wanting something new. He was wanting something fresh. He was wanting a fresh anointing from God. He was wanting a fresh touch from God. Amen. And he had the faith and he had the desire. He understood that he could not live off of yesterday's victories. He understood that he had to go forward. Look at your neighbor and say, we've got to go forward. Amen. And today, the church of the living God, we can't look back on the good old days, but we've got to go forward, and there is the land that God has for us. We can't look back at the old choir way back when. We can't look back at all the preachers that came through and what happened here and what didn't happen there. But I'm telling you today that we've got to look forward, amen. We've got to look towards the future, amen. We've got to walk in the anointing of God. And how you get there, amen, you get yourself in a place of prayer. You get yourself in a place of consecration, amen, and see what God will do in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. God wants to give us all an anointing. God wants to give us all power in the spirit. God wants all of us to be prayer warriors. God doesn't desire to have a church full of four prayer warriors. Amen. God wants the men to lead. God wants the men to have an unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God wants the gifts of the Spirit to flow in the church. Hallelujah. God wants to move in our young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And so Joshua, he understood that he could not look back at the past. Amen. But I say unto you today, Abundant Life Center, God has given us this land. God has given us the city of Tulare. Amen. There are sacrifices that have been made. Amen. There is stances that have been made. And God is looking for laborers. Amen. Who will go out and regather. Who will go out and stand and work. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Because God has given us this land. This man had defeated Moses, had defeated many adversaries. He had conquered many obstacles. Amen. And he had did many great things through God. Amen. But I want to tell you today that just like Moses did great things, that there came a place in Joshua's life where Joshua had to stand to the forefront. And Joshua had to say, hey, I think we're able to take the land. I think we're able to do and go where God has called us to be. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, church, that it's time to rally behind our pastor. Amen. And I believe tonight that God is waiting. We are not waiting on God. But I believe that God is waiting on us. The Bible says that he sent out the spies. And the harlot Rahab lodged them in her house from the enemy. The Bible says that she deters the enemy. She deters the enemy from these men that were looking for the spies. They were looking to get rid of the spies. They have this conversation. They had a conversation. They said this in Joshua 2, 10, and 11. It says, for we have heard of how the Lord have dried up the water of the Red Sea. I want you to understand that this is the enemy. This is what the enemy sees when they see us. This is what the enemy thinks of us. Because of the men of God who have fought the battles. Because of the church that has stood no matter what. This is what they think of us. It says, for we have heard how the Lord has dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. And when you came out of Egypt, and when you did, and what you did unto the kings of the Amorites, and those on the other side of Jordan, and Shinon, and Og, and where whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, these are the Canaanites, our hearts, the Bible said, they said, our hearts did melt. Our hearts did melt. Neither did they remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord, your God, he is God in heaven and beneath. I want to tell you tonight that the enemy knows your potential. The enemy knows the God that you serve. And I want to tell you tonight that it's time for us to get a hunger and to get a desire, amen, for the kingdom of God. To get a hunger for our city. To get a hunger for a lost and dying world. To get a hunger to step outside of our comfort zone. The world knew who they were. But my question to you is, do you know who you are? I think the scripture says, they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. If we can stand tonight, we can stand in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that God is wanting to take us to a place. God is positioning this church in this hour to the Jordan River. Amen. To cross that river, the Bible said that they crossed. And he brought them into a land, amen, that was flowing with milk and honey. Amen. If that's your desire tonight, amen, this altar is open. If you want to do more, if you want to do more for God, let your prayer be tonight, use me, God. God, let the zeal for your house, God, let it consume me tonight, God. It said, let your word, that the word of God was like a fire. The word of God was like a fire in me. Let your word burn in me tonight, God. Hallelujah. That's your prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Let's reach out to the Lord.
I am yours and yours alone. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Take all of me so the world can see you live within my heart. Take my hands, take my feet. I will follow where you lead. I am yours and yours alone. Use me, Lord.
Come on, we just heard an incredible message.
Use me, Lord.
Lift up your voice in this house.
Use me, Lord.
God, help me.
Take all of me.
Take my hands,
so
God. Take my feet. I give them to you, God. Come on, we got a world that needs this. We've got people depending on us. Hallelujah. Set us on fire, God. Set us on fire, God. We've got a world that needs this.
We've
got friends and family and loved ones. Come on, you're the only Jesus they'll ever see.
You live within my heart.
Hallelujah. Help us, God. Mobilize us, God. Oh! Give us wisdom beyond our own understanding. Give us favor that only comes from you. Help us, God. Help us on our jobs. Help us in our homes. Help us in our neighborhoods. Oh, God. Help me, God. And yours alone. Oh, sing it to the Lord. Use me. Why don't you lay a hand on somebody? Why don't we pray for one another? And help my brother. Help my sister, God. Give them the favor. Give them the influence. Let us connect together. Let us unite for one purpose. We live within my heart. Take my hands. Take my feet.
I will follow
where you lead.
I am
yours and yours
alone. Use me, Lord.
Oh, we've got a job to do. Hallelujah. I love you, God.
The
world can see. Live within my heart. Take my hands. Take my feet.
I will
follow where you lead. I am yours and yours. Yours alone. Hallelujah.
What a powerful, powerful word that we heard. We live in a world and a society that says finders, keepers, losers, weepers. But we got to get this out. Brother Bonilla started reading this scripture to me. You know what jumped out to me? Joshua and his buddies went. And not only Jericho, but they went. And the first place they went was a harlot's house. Not the manager at the bank. Not the president. Not the CEO. But went to a place where even Jesus was called a winebibber, a friend of the sinners, and a glutton. I'm going to tell you, this gospel is for everybody. Not just the ones you think would be good here. This gospel is for everybody. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what color of skin you have. I don't care about the dialect you speak. This gospel is for everybody. And we got to get it out. And we got to tell our story. And we got to zip it and let them tell us their story. Because we're doing that for one purpose, because the next step is, hey, let me pray for you. See, there's an ulterior motive. That ulterior motive is, hey, we've got a Friends Day coming up. It's going to be incredible. We've got carne asada tacos at the end, rice and beans. It's free, but we have an ulterior motive. We're not out just to make carne asada tacos. We're not out just to shake somebody's hand. But we're out for an ulterior motive to get them in the presence of God. Let them feel God. Let God begin to work on their lives. We water and we plant, but it's God that gives the increase. If we bring empty vessels, God will feel empty vessels. If we don't bring an empty vessel, God can't feel it. So we've got Friends Day for one reason. That is to get them here and them let them know revivals are just around the corner. And the cool thing about our flyers is they're in English and Espanol. You didn't know you're going to be able to learn Spanish today, did you? Abundant Life Center, you're invited to revival. Put it on the back. And este invitado avivamiento. Hallelujah. It's like I just speak it in tongues, whatever that is. That says you're invited to revival. Pass it out. Let God begin to work. And then we've got the Messiah drama. I'm telling you, we've got all the stuff, your friends and your family and your coworkers and your neighbors need. All you've got to do is just get out of pride and walk in and say, hi, I go to Abundant Life Center. I'd love to invite you to service. Would you come and be my guest? If you come, we've got free carne asada tacos. Who's going to say no to free gratis carne asada? Hallelujah. I'll be the first one to get it. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm excited about it. Brother Bonilla, thank you. Dynamic message, 100% God ordained, because we can't just be pew sitters. We got to be Holy Ghost instruments out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Amen. Remember, tomorrow night, pray in your home. All those that'd like to help me build on the set, tomorrow at 6:30. Tuesday, Friday, practice, 6:30. Amen. God bless you. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.